May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk audio podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. I got a letter some years ago from Jerry Marlowe. It was really nice, 2012 in May. She said she didn't know if I remembered her, but Alan Marlowe was her brother-in-law. She said she'd been sitting with Ed Sadison's group in Mill Valley, and she's friends with Marcia Angus and Christine and other people I know around Zen Center. But then she said, she wrote and told me some stuff about her memories. She says, I only met Roshi a few times, both at Tassara and Zen Center. There was no Green Gulch yet. First memories of you are from 1970 or so. You, Alan, Tommy Dorsey, and others would frequently show up at my house in Monterey on the way out or in of Tassara. There was always a secret key left outside for you all, should you need a place to crash. At that time, you had taken a vow of silence, and I remember laughing because while you did not talk, you were still the noisiest person ever. Oh, God, have I heard that a lot. My then 5 and 7-year-old kids were baffled by your not speaking. I did not have an answer that they really understood about why you didn't talk, but I remember my oldest trying to get you to talk to him and coming away frustrated. But I always knew where you were in the house because of your noise. Oh, God. Huh? Oh, Jesus. Additionally, it was always such a pleasure to have you all there, as it gave me the opportunity to spend time talking and learning from each of you about Zen. My first contact with Suzuki Roshi was at Tassara, watching him direct Alan to endlessly move rocks, really big ones. Alan would have to move the same rocks over and over at Roshi's direction and discretion. We, Roshi and I, did not speak really, just an introduction. Later on that day, I remember sitting at lunch with Alan, Roshi, and others. I stayed silent. Now, this is eating outside, you know, like during the summer, not in the Zendo. I stayed silent, but could not move my eyes from Roshi's face. I felt something indefinable just sitting there, and I loved Roshi's smile and his generosity of spirit. As I was getting ready to leave, I thanked Roshi for lunch and the beautiful day at Tassara. We bowed to each other. His smile was radiant and went from the top of his head all through his body. So I moved away from San Francisco area for 5 years or so, and when I returned, I met Alan at Zen Center, and we spent some time together. His brother and I had divorced, but I tried to have Alan and the kids remain in our lives. I once again was invited to lunch, this time with Roshi. Well, it certainly wasn't 5 years. She's getting confused because, if she was there when Alan was there, it would have to just be a couple of years later. So, you know, this memory, she probably came back before she moved back to the Bay Area. This time with Roshi, Richard Alpert, Dick Baker, Alan, and others. Again, I sat in silence during lunch, wondering why I'd been invited, but again focused on feeling Suzuki Roshi's calm presence. Well, and then she goes on and talks about other things. But that's neat. Well, gee, Jerry Marlowe, gee, I feel like writing. You see how you're doing? It's been a while, huh? I got to know her a little then because she lived in Mill Valley and I was living, 2012, I was living in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa. 2012, oh my God, that's just, that's a year and a half before we came here. Okay, Jerry, well, thanks for your letter. Thanks for your memories of Shunyu Suzuki. And, you know, I just sent a note to Shambhala. They'd said, you know, in the BR for my upcoming Zen Is Right Now, the companion book for Zen Is Right Here. They said, stories from students. And among the things I pointed out in the, what they were saying was, I said, it's not just from students. And I said, it's stories mainly from students, okay. But we get stories from people who just happen to have been in touch, and they're good too, and they're an important part of it. And I don't want it to, I love them, I seek them out. I want as many, I want as much as I can get from people who weren't students. You know, I said, anybody who's qualified to be part of Kyoka Archives is part of Suzuki's realm. That includes people who never met him. That includes somebody who was, say, a UPS delivery person who came into the building and dropped something off. I like a total picture of the whole gestalt, the whole thing. It's, you know, Suzuki's in there in the center. It's what brought us all together. You know, without everything else, he's nothing. And we're nothing. We won't be there without him, but he won't be there without us. And us includes that UPS guy dropping the thing off. Okay. Well, actually, it's just the whole universe. It's all space and time. Okay. This has been This has been a Kyoka Audio Podcast, a brief memory. I'm DC Buba of Kyoka Audio and Kyoka Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dog at Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.